Hey, it's me, Ethan, editing the show that you're about to listen to. Some of the audio is really bad. Yep, there were some internet problems, and there's just some cuts, so forgive me, but there was no way around it. Okay, here's the episode.
Last time on A Sheep in Wolf's Clothing.
Poe climbed down a waterfall.
Carlisle turned into a snake to help some captive women keep swimming.
Cloudcutter assisted said women into getting onto land and safety.
Granny dropped her spell Shape Water and let Pow die by accident.
What will happen on this time, the last episode of A Sheep in Wolf's Clothing?
Short rest.
Hi everyone, welcome to Short Rest for the Wicked. Specifically a Trials and First at list, and you may have caught yourself thinking, what the fuck? Is that our last? Did he just say last episode of
also,
Trials?
This,
yeah.
This isn't Trials.
This is sheep. Not Trials.
Sorry,
Sheeps and Wolf Clothing.
We just nat one. Real hard.
Not one real.
We're
hard.
So focused and ready for today.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Letting our audience know, some of you probably already know because you're our close family and friends, but this is the last episode of this campaign. We just don't see it going anywhere. And there's other reasons that you can reach out to us on our Instagram and Facebook if you really want to figure out why. But for the general audience that just needs to know, we have another episode coming out of Trials of the First Atlas coming out next week, where we will talk about our podcast as a whole a little bit more. But for just this week, you can buckle up for the last episode of this specific campaign. Hi, I'm your humble and dungeon lord for just today and today only, Brady Moore. And with me is, I'm just going to say your guys' names so we don't have the disaster of our opening song. We have Karina playing
Granny. Granny we Geraldine.
We have Ethan playing
Cloud Cutter.
We have Nick playing
McVane.
And we have Keegan playing, last but not least,
Poe Griswold.
So last time on our podcast, we had our first humanoid, I guess, death. Because we saw a lovely spirit die, and we've saw some bad guys die. But yes, as Karina mentioned in the intro, hopefully Pow, the daughter of some random bitch, died from a sea dwelling goblin.
So rude.
However, a two of the girls were rescued, one including Lexi. Poe, not to be confused with Pow, Poe has a good friendship with, so at least we saved the friend. And then in life, isn't that all that matters? Is that the friends survive?
She was
just
somebody
for,
else's friend.
Yeah, well, no, she was a loner and no one will miss her.
Wow.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Now, good feelings gone. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. You guys find yourself wet and cold on a chilly day on Trog Island, right next to a abandoned a prison tower. The only one seeming to be unaffected by the sheer coldness of this water is, of course, our crawfish. So glad I don't have to describe a crawfish doing anything after today. some of you might miss him. I will not. But you are all up a cliff. The cliff is about 10 to 15 feet in height. So good job climbing that. You do have two survivors, and the thought of this person passing does dwell on your thought, your consciousness, but you do know that there is a bunch of baddies still on the other side of the wall of this tower that you are looking at. I say tower, it's more like a submerged keep. Without further ado, let's jump right into it. The girls are kind of panicky and shivering. But what would you guys like to do at this point? Anybody have any like initial reactions to the situation?
I'm gonna go check on Lexi, see how she is mentally, see like if she's just okay. Probably not.
You see that if you try to talk with Lexi is chattering so much because she is so cold that she will have a hard time forming any sentences, but she makes that eye contact with you that's like, we gotta go. And she's aware that she's gotta go.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna like rub her hands together, I think, to just like some
friction.
Yeah,
you're also like...
I'm also fuzzy wuzzy, so I should probably hug her.
Yeah. Oh, to have a 3-foot-tall bear friend that you could hold at any moment. She seems super excited about that fact. Maybe in her mind, she's always wished she could hold on to one of the forest folk.
I am going to just quickly cast Prestidigitation. Just boop, 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 trying to get people at least dry.
Yeah, and you watch as the water is pulled off of them with this dark, purpley magic, just stripping them of the water. They all don't look particularly pleased at it happening, but everyone gets the benefit of being extremely dry afterwards.
Perfect. And then I'll pull out my Werther's candies.
the girl like, that's not Lexi, I don't know her name.
Everybody take one.
Does anyone have it written down what the name is, or can I just make up a whole new name?
Yeah, Lexi, Pau, Zara, and Sandra.
Sandra.
Zara, yeah. Right. Oh, and Sandra made it too.
Yeah.
Sweet. I kept saying there's two survivors, but I'm reading my notes wrong. There's two survivors plus Lexi. So my bad. One of them, let's put Zara because it's a name I heard, is super like, just the thought of her friend dying is now put to the back of her mind, that now that she gets to have a Werther's caramel candy. Oof. It's just like, yes, as she runs over and is like, I love caramel. I haven't given these
keep
girls
your voice down that,
I don't have I haven't given these characters any personality, so this one's an idiot. Sarah's just like, yeah, awesome. I love caramel.
I'm just like trying to like calmly reassure her that she should probably keep her voice down. It's like, no, it's like, just
I'll give you another if you stay quiet, okay?
I'll shut the fuck up then.
Good. Take two.
I would probably want to take a quick scan of the water that we just came from to make sure that.
Yeah, I definitely want to find that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see.
We didn't kill the goblin, did we?
No, we did not. That is still a threat that is very close to us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to make a perception check, maybe?
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check there, Carlisle.
Cool. 8.
Okay, I will roll for randomness. I rolled a 4. That's not very good. You see the... I never described her eye color, so... Pau's just Pau's just completely recognizable brown as the milk chocolate eyeball swims in a pool by itself as he clearly plucked out one of her eyes. It just floats there looking up at you almost with the thought of like, why didn't you save me? Just swirling in a pool of the water underneath you. And that's all that you can see.
Thanks for that.
You're very welcome.
Gnarly.
I'm gonna kind of find a rock or a bush to like take some cover behind. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna probably try to light up some weed in my pipe just to kind mm-hmm. of calm that thought. Realize it's probably all soaked, and then just kind of sit alone with my thoughts for a second. Thank cool. you for that.
You're welcome. What about Next. Our giant spirit? What does he want to do?
Good question.
I have something else. If
I really want to find that boy, because that really seems like a problem that's coming up.
Yeah, but the way that you guys left is on the other side of the island, so there's still a boat there waiting for you guys.
Oh, like close by to it? Hold on.
No, so you are. Let's. I have a map here, but you okay. guys can't see the map. So I can tell you that you are on the east side of the river. That's yes. where you're currently at. The west side of the river is where your boat is. So on this island, you are like, if you cross the island, you are as far away from danger as possible. You would have to swim either upstream and then go around and swim downstream, which would be difficult, or he would have to swim the opposite way, which means there's two difficult. It would be difficult for him to get to you from that side is basically what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Well, then I think, yeah, let's try and
boogie.
I want to get to that boat and try and bring it to us, I think would be the best.
I mean, you have to go back west, so your best bet is just to go back to the boat and sail across the river and get the fuck out of here. If you want to go back in and try to find this dude to kill him, that's up to you guys.
If there's
a chance that Cloud can swim faster than we can, like, stealthily traverse the island, could he swim ahead, get the boat, and, like, meet us in the middle? Is that a thing? Can we try that?
Kind of. Cloud doesn't walk as fast as you, though.
Oh, I mean, like, in the water. If we can try to follow, my
swim is 30.
Yeah, so you have a faster chance of walking to this boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, right, I would probably.
So everyone stares at each other, like, what are we gonna do? And then I think the collective thought is like, boat, and everyone turns to the boat. But before they go, Granny, you wanted to do something?
Yes, I would like to. How big is the pool that we just came out of?
Large.
How large?
It's a large size.
Okay.
Granny isn't great with dimensions. She was never in construction, so she can't see inches or feet. She can see ounces and grams. She's a baker.
Okay, I'm gonna cast my shape water again, and just kind of quietly say sorry, and freeze the top of it.
Cool. You can freeze. I will say that this has a 10-foot diameter, so you can freeze a portion of it because you can only freeze 2 5-foot squares at a time.
Just recast it. I guess not. Okay.
No, in the spell it says you can only have 2 effects at once.
Ah, I missed that part. That is completely fine. I just wanted to kind of block the way in case the goblin-y dude tried to.
Yeah, I will say that the giant 10-foot barricade on can be along the edge of the shore so that he can't climb up.
Yeah, because it'll be too steep.
And just for the fun of it, it's in the shape of a middle finger so that he can't come up.
Yeah. Fuck you! All right, let's go.
Sweet.
You guys shuffle through. Do you just want to run? There's really... You guys know that the way was not trapped, so you could just run back.
I would say so.
We gotta get back as quickly as possible. I literally have nothing left except for cantrips.
Yeah, you know what? Let's run. And then, what my plan is if we spring a trap, or if for whatever reason someone gets hurt while we're running, I still have a healing word that I can pop off.
Hell yeah!
You know what? Cure wounds would be better. Actually,
why doesn't everyone roll athletics checks to see if anyone eats shit? And I get to roll 3. I'm gonna give Lexi advantage because I want her to do well because I named her after a person I know.
Well, Carlisle got a 6.
Carlisle, you are the one that eats shit.
Granny,
that makes sense.
Will also be eating shit because she rolled a 4 and has a -1.
Oof.
Poe has a 15.
Poe, can you roll a perception check for me, please? Yep. And what did Spirit get?
16.
Nice. By the way, the girls got an 8, and then higher than both of you. So 2 girls did well, and then 1 girl's going to eat shit. Let's make it Zara, because she's loud.
Poe got a 23 for perception.
Cool.
Oh, wait, DM, do I still have exhaustion from the cold water?
Yep.
Okay, so I need to roll that again. So I might potentially eat shit even more. Yay, I didn't.
Nice. Ethan, what did you get for perception? Can you roll a perception check for me?
Yes, I didn't realize I was doing that, but that's okay.
No, I didn't ask you to, so.
That's 17.
Cool. You both hear your friends just slop into a frozen puddle of mud, and they break through the top layer, and they just get up, and they look like bog monsters from early like 1980s cartoons, you know, like the one that Scooby-Doo had to fight, that you're like, what kind of fucking form are you? And they get up and they're just like this caked muddy mess.
Arming.
And Zara's like, ah, blah, as she fell with her mouth wide open.
Can I cast prestidigitation and clean out her mouth?
Yep.
Cool. Let's go.
Like a bad trip to the dentist.
Oh man. Wait a minute. This could be great. I could use the mud for stealth. Just kidding. I'm just gonna haul aspect.
We're not hiding from the fucking predator. What
Yeah, no, dude, I was just thinking that. I could totally
Granny, Carlisle, and Zara both take 2 points of damage as you scrape your way through the mud.
Pretty sure that kills me.
Does it?
No.
I was like, you eat shit and you're unconscious.
That wouldn't surprise me. I took a lot of hits.
Yeah. Oh, that just eats into my temporary hit points.
Yeah, I don't have those anymore.
Cool. Onward.
Okay.
So you get to the boat. The boat, you guys pulled up onto the shore, and you immediately realize at this point that this boat is built for a grand total. Oh, wait. The only reason that the spirit couldn't go into the boat in the first place is because he's a fucking crawfish. So this boat was built for a grand total of 6 people. And you're like, oh, perk of this girl dying. Everyone fits in the boat.
Wow. Okay. I don't think so. Into the boat.
That's a silver. No, it's not even a silver lining. It's a gray lining. It's just like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, but really, I would have just swam with her. There's all no right. problems that would have arisen from this.
Get in the boat. Get in the boat.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, that's probably the end of the dark humor that I'll bring to this podcast as you guys start sailing. Can I get a...
I doubt that.
Maybe. Can I get someone to do a new athletics check to, paddle this boat across? Because you'll be assisted by a spirit, or yep. sorry, not cloud cutter, who is going yes. to be pushing you.
I was going to say, can I also assist with my shape water to make our current faster?
You can. The problem is, though, there's a strong current going one way. So if you change that current, the water will then start piling up over your boat. You know what I mean? Like if you change the current from going north to south, and you change it to going east and west, all of a sudden there's a wall of current and the water will start splashing up, and it will just be not a fun. So you try for a moment, and then I'm going to roll two numbers. You soak Carlisle and why not Poe? Poe, you just get drenched with water again from her.
Hey, at least it washes the mud off.
Who wants to do
gray lining, am I right?
Yeah. Who wants to do the athletics check to...
I'll do it.
Probably not me. Not me. I'm
well, you get advantage, by the way, for rowing this boat. The smallest person is going to be rowing.
Oh, thank goodness.
Fine, I'm pushing.
So I just got a 10.
10? Cool. Yeah. You have to swim with the current, dude. So you end up going downstream, but you're able to push the boat across. It's just you're not able to cut through the current. Anyways, you guys get to shore.
Clouds, not current.
Right. You get to the shore, hop up, and immediately all the girls start crying because now the shock of like being kidnapped is over. They're like,
hand out Warner Brothers candies.
Zara is like, and kind of sucks on it because she really likes caramel, but like is just openly weeping.
Yeah, we
Granny
should.
Granny feels useless.
Do we have the sleep spell? That'd be convenient.
It would have been.
Good night.
Just
wait,
go sleep.
Cool. Wait. Poe has a club. That's good enough.
No. We're not doing that, actually.
Okay.
Use the forget me stick.
Let's get these children back to the town. Okay.
All right, yeah, you take
How long was our trek to this part of the river anyway?
It was like a day, wasn't it? Because I know we had to take a long rest when we got to this point.
Yeah, you guys can push through, though.
Start making con saves.
Yeah, no, they'll be fine. Even if you got it's only like an hour more of a journey. You guys make your way back. The sun comes out, and even though it's warm and it's starting to warm up, there's some chilling aspect to being in the water that you just can't forget. But you do see the town in the distance, and there's a part of me as Brady that just wants the town leveled and like on fire just to end this show, but I'm not going to do that. You see a beautiful warming town. There's smoke coming out of the most chimneys. People are like preparing for or repairing all the damages done at the market. So there's people going with a lot of supplies in wagons towards the forest. You do know that Lexi and the girls were all kidnapped at the market. So if you want to take them there, you can.
Yes.
Yep, we'll do that.
Yep, we'll take them straight to it.
Cool. And you take your journey. It's about 20 minutes through the woods. And immediately, one by one, their parents recognize that they're there, and they come running and hugging and lifting, and it's a beautiful sight. And then one parent runs over and asks, do you know what happened to Pow? My sweet, beautiful daughter, the one who...
Who's got the most charisma?
A 12. Bunch of swimming competitions.
I also have a 12. No, 14. Brady, no! Stop it!
Yeah. Hey, Nick, what'd you got for charisma?
Oh, Cloud's the most charismatic out of all of us.
No, don't let the crawfish. Oh, no.
I will tell her. I will walk up to her and say, my dear, I am so sorry, but Pow did not make it.
Why not?
She fought brilliantly, but she got dragged under by a goblin that swam underwater. I am so sorry, my dear.
But she was such a powerful swimmer. How did she fail that?
I don't know.
And she hugs you and cries into your shoulder.
Okay. And I'm going to bake her cookies for the rest of my tiny existence.
Cool. Well, you're an elf, so you have quite a few years left, even though you're really old.
I'm pretty old.
All right. So these girls are taken care of. You let the family know. Your dad comes over to you, Pow, and is like puts his hand on your shoulder, his big paw hand, and he's like, you did good, kid. Like, not a lot of people would have burst into action like you did. So I'm really proud of you.
Wish I could have done more. We lost Pow.
You may have, but you saved three people, which, if you hadn't stepped up, all four of them would have been lost. I want you to know that in life, there you can only do so much. And just because it looks like you failed, it doesn't mean you actually failed. Sometimes you grow apples and apples fall and are bruised. That doesn't mean that you didn't accomplish the task of having a beautiful apple tree that can produce fruit. Just apples get bruised if they fall.
Thanks, Dad.
He gives you a big hug. He gives a big bear hug. I give a big bear hug.
Smaller bear hug.
And he's like, tell you what. I have a couple of jobs that I could really use a hand in. Would you like to finally take a crack at learning the tools of the trade just for this afternoon?
Sure. It'll be a nice break from all this.
Cool. And you know what? Afterwards, tomorrow morning, let's visit Granny. Make sure she's okay and get us some good pastries.
All right.
On me. Unless she fed you with enough cookies that you're not interested anymore. I'm just trying to do a good dad moment.
Oh, I'm never going to be tired of those cookies.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Let's do it. He takes you aside, leaving the three of you left to do your own devices. Two of you need to go back home. One of you is a spirit who I have not designated what he's up to yet. So
I would definitely say bye to Poe.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But you just heard Poe is going to Granny's house tomorrow morning. So if you want to say goodbye to him, you could definitely say goodbye to him tomorrow morning at a breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, I have a really
I understand.
Yeah.
I would still a lot of unpredictable things have happened in the past 48 hours.
Bye, Po.
Yeah, I never know if it's going to be the last moment. So just bye, Po, and take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too, Carlisle.
See you tomorrow morning.
It was nice meeting you.
You as well.
All right.
See you around.
I think
Spirit, what's Ethan's desire?
So here's the deal. As far as I can remember, the last instruction I got from Mr. Bossman Spirit wait for further instruction.
Uh-huh.
That instruction was going to be delivered to Mr. McVane. Mm. And I was just hanging out with him until that happened. And I think that's
so are you going to follow him.
Yeah.
So are you going back to the town?
I'm following Carlisle because
as you do that, and the thought rings through your head that you have to wait and be at, and you're going to the fucking bakery in the morning because that's, as that thought keeps pounding into your head, you feel your body start to quake and shift and move. And from a giant crawfish, your claws shrink and your body shrinks. And you find yourself, I need you to take a tiny animal that could fit inside town. And I don't want it to be a dog or cat because that's boring as fuck. But there is an alternative body that you have outside of the forest. If you ever return to the forest, you know, you feel this overwhelm you that your crawfish form would return. But clearly the spirit realm is anointing you with a body that can exist around your friends without being like, what the fuck, a giant crawfish? So what animal, it can be as ridiculous as you want, just don't make it boring, is your body morphing into to hang out with a wizard?
Be a capybara.
Hold on. No.
Budgie.
At risk of infringement on some copyright. The Naked Mole Rat song. I forget exactly how it goes.
All right.
Listen to the Naked Mole Rat.
Exactly.
Very Kim Possible. You guys watch as his beige skin turns from a carcass to like leathery. And as he's walking, you put your hand on Carlisle's shoulder, your big meaty claw, and your whole body sucks into this claw and ends up as a naked mole rat who can speak Druidic. So you can speak with Carlisle now.
That's fun.
I'm sorry, an anthropomorphic naked mole rat just sounds horrifying. Have you seen those things before?
They're a little awful.
Yeah, they gotta be a cute one though, like cartoon. It's a cute one.
In Brady's world, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Are you like on the ground beside me or like on my shoulder or something?
So he morphed onto your shoulder.
I just like slowly crane my head over, like, is this your idea of blending in?
I don't understand this fully. This is just a different shape for me now.
And then, Karina, all you hear is,
oh, look, it's a cute little mole rat, and I'll go and scratch his little wrinkles.
And you hear from a loafed cat as it clearly wants to eat you.
And but it's you bread, so I could eat that shit.
Yeah, just like it swallows you and you eat your way from the inside. You guys make your way back to Granny's place, and you see a just uncharacteristically you see your brother Carlisle waiting at Granny's place. You guys know that you probably had the mindset of like you'll have to talk to him at some point, and he seems to have that opinion too, as he is waiting for you, and he like waves, like he's clearly not in a, you know, in a hostel or like there's nothing really big going on, but he was waiting for your return. What do you want to do?
I'll like kind of approach him and then just have like a slight bow, like towards like obviously like a person of royalty, but like a real shitty bow, as I just kind of like keep walking towards him and like stumble into a hug.
Just like, making sure that I have this right. His name is Reginald, right?
Yeah, that's right. Reggie!
Yeah, sweet. I'm just making sure that I got that right. Go ahead,
Do I still have my pipe?
Yeah, that's thing that came with you was your pipe.
It shrunk down?
Yeah, it shrunk down. Although it's still a little too large. Like it's like you have to double it. Yeah, two-hand it when you right. Almost like you're blowing a giant mountain horn. You're just
Perfect.
What an aesthetic.
Your brother, Lord Reginald, Duke of Applecourt, walks up to you and goes, word came from me from the market that you were as successful as possible.
As possible. That's right.
And at this point, he looks you dead in the eyes and goes, I was really apprehensive to you leaving this whole authoritative position in our family. I thought there was a lot of work that you can be done, but apparently there is more work for you to be done in the position that you find yourself. We are looking to, and by we, I mean me and Dad, we think we need to find someone who is responsible enough, yet liked by the people enough to set up a permanent guard post. And by that, I mean more of like just a low authority that can deal with personal squabbles and may protect the good forest folk people at the market. We need a presence there. And I'm wondering, I know authority isn't your jam, but I can think of no one who gets the natural side and is still a member of our community. I know no one more better suited than yourself. I know it's not, it's a permanent position, which is not something you particularly like. But if you're not going to be a member of our court, would you perchance feel up to the responsibility of taking care of those really defenseless people?
You can say no more. So long as I have your support, I'll make it happen.
Absolutely. And tell you what,
I'll be protecting these people.
We still need to make sure that they're not going to be real pissed about us invading like that. We want to make it very clear to them that we're not trying to like impose our authority on them. We're just trying to give them some protection so they're not attacked again. So we still have a couple things that we need to talk to them about. We're going to send a couple emissaries from us to make sure that they know that you're not just showing up out of nowhere. So we'll let you know as soon as possible, but this takes a large burden off our chest. It means that we can actually go forward and make sure these people are as protected as possible. So thank you.
No, thank you.
He goes for a handshake and then pulls you into a hug and says, I'm glad you made it back.
Yeah, glad to be back.
And then he goes, by the way, since you missed our first party, and so did your sister, we decided to have a personal family gathering in about a week. Your sister is going to make her way out. She was held at the road. Someone had collapsed the road, which was clearly intentional of like an ambush. And so instead of risking the ambush, they cleared the road and are rebuilding like a ditch bridge. So once that bridge is built, she is coming to meet her nephew. And when she does that, it would be wonderful to have like a family dinner with you.
I think I'd love that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll keep you informed then. Since we have no place to put you up in the forest yet, I'll just send a word to you at your cottage whenever that comes up.
Sure.
And then he turns to Granny and goes, would you be interested in making dessert for the evening whenever this evening arises?
What are your flavors of pie that you would like?
Really, anything that's...
I'll whip something up special.
And he goes, is apples too on the nose for apple court?
I got it.
All right. And he gives you a bow, like, which is very like honoring to your age. And he says, thanks again for your good work. But... and he turns.
That's
and
hilarious.
You can immediately see that there were guards in the nearest facility, but they gave you guys their personal space. And they bring over his horse, and he hops on his horse, and he makes way back to the town. And then, for the sake of brevity, I'm going to cut to each one of you at your own home before we get to the morning, where we can have like goodbyes. What does each one of you do? I'm assuming Cloud Cutter, when you arrive into wherever you decide is going to be your home, you can take your shape of your crawfish form. You just instead of turning into a human now, you have this mole rat option as well.
Cool.
And the mole rat option seems to be indefinite, not just you can do it for an hour or so. I'm going to ask just by alphabetical, Carlisle, what do you want to get up to during this evening of like coming down off of an adventure?
I don't know. I kind of want to for old time's sake, just kind of like hotbox my house again with a naked mole rat.
What I love the thought of like Cloud becoming his big form so that his pipe's bigger, and then as soon as the place is hotboxed, turning into a mole rat to really get the benefit of being small and high.
Smaller lungs, oh god. I'd probably take some time still just to appreciate the people in this town. Mm-hmm. Like talk to a couple people, yep. Maybe like I'll pick up something for dinner. And then I'd make my way back to my house. Definitely, hopefully now that my pipe weed is dry. Definitely.
Yeah, and you have some weed at your house too.
Yeah. Probably just smoke out on the front porch. And really what I'd want to do is like after having this conversation with my brother, I would want to pull out a map and definitely make note of like where Trog Island was and make some notes about like what just happened and like cool. what enemies we came across. And really just kind of, I don't know, look at what areas we should consider like setting up outposts for and perimeters and stuff like that, you know?
And really starting to take serious this task that's been given to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's dope. Next up, Cloud, what do you want to do with your time? Obviously, you're not going to set up a post. You don't really give a shit, but what do you want to
do with your time? It's pretty much been the same. I'm just going to follow Carlisle until further instructions because at this point, that's the job. So if Carlisle needs help or is going to stay alive, I'll be there.
Awesome. And then so you enjoy a good pipe smoke with your friend on the porch as he and you can do that in your human image if you want. You can do that in your crawfish image. No one's going to bother Carlisle at this late of an evening. Granny?
Yes.
What do you do this evening?
With the prospect of people showing up for breakfast in the morning and also being a little bit traumatized, Granny does not sleep.
She prances. Oh, wait, no, that's not in this world. My apologies.
No,
I'm so
no. She does not sleep. She does not trance. She does nothing. Her and Loafy bunk down and just bake all frickin' night. Baking cookies, baking apple pies, baking rhubarb crisps, baking everything possible.
Did she just sort of rhubarb crisps?
Yeah.
I want that now.
Or making baking like breakfast treats, like little like sausage rolls and
peach cobbler. Yeah.
At one point your neighbor knocks on your door at like 3 a.m. and he was like, and he opens the door because you know he knows that you have an open house policy. And he pokes his head and he's just a neighbor. Let's call him George. And George is like, "You okay, Granny?"
I turn back and my hair's all frazzled. My flower crown is like a little tip to the side. I'm fine. Cookie? I just baked him.
And he takes one. He goes, "You let us know if there's anything we can do, okay?"
Of course. Of course. You have a good night, George. And I pat him on the head again.
And he puts his hand on your shoulder and is like, "You too. Just making sure. Could you stop banging the pot so loudly, though? Like, the rest of us are trying to sleep."
Sorry. And it's okay.
You have a good night, okay?
Thanks.
And Poe, you find yourself, for the first time in a long time, your dad is including you in his tasks of working, and he's kind of taking that moment to bond with you, showing you where you're making mistakes, and slowly and surely he opens up the doors of communication where he's like, "Hey, you want to tell me what happened? And do you fill him in on the journey that you've had?"
I'd say I do, but also after like doing all that with it being like a one hell of a story, there's even like maybe a point during the night where I just kind of feel like if I have like a bed, if I'm just like in my jammies, in my tiny jammies.
Yeah, and they just kinda, like, have little bears on them too, but they're not anamorphic. They're just animal bears.
They're just bears.
Yeah.
Like I probably have like, I'm sitting on my floor, my shield is like leaned against the wall, and I'm just like seeing like all the cracks that was sustained from like the big fight against the spirit at the Trog Tower. And just reminiscing of like how there were so many situations where I could have died, and it's because like my friends were like able to be there for me so quickly. Even just like points of just like looking at like summoning my club, seeing all the cracks and indents on it, I could probably think of, I could have died so many times what if I could get stronger and help others? So I'm sitting on the fact of like, what if I can go into the forest? Maybe the spirits will be able to offer me training so I can become stronger.
Cool.
While also just being like someone to help out the locals here. Maybe if the local kingdom or monarchs need help with something, if Carlisle needs help with something, if anyone in Apple Court needs help with something, I'll try to be there.
I can think of something.
Exactly. So the four of you go to your separate nights, three of you to sleep, one of you to bake, and the three of you all arrive with Poe's father almost at the same time to see a very exhausted looking granny at the bakery. And you guys have a lovely breakfast together, maybe share stories of what has transpired the night before. Poe, you hear about Carlisle's new position of authority, and that probably clicks in your head about things that you can help do, especially since Carlisle and you were like, you guys just went through this harrowing experience together. It would make sense why you would want to work together still. You haven't seen Spirit though. Spirit is, however, Carlisle has gotten a naked mole rat friend, which you find immediately weird, but still like, well, he's a druid. And it isn't until some talking that you realize, oh fuck. That clock is a little mole rat.
I almost have like a chest pocket.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I'm putting crumbs in that pocket.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, yum, yum. And then Granny finally sits down in her chair and everybody else is talking and she just starts snoring.
Aww.
And she's got, you know, still her unseen servants kind of in that faint dark purple magic going around and continuing.
That's so great. And as you guys are talking,
am I waking up Granny?
Yeah, no one wake her up. How dare you? And as you guys are cooking as you guys are dishing yourself up like a second or maybe even a third plate of deliciously warm baked goodies for breakfast, we pull back to reveal months have passed and Carlisle has set up his post where he thinks is the most easily to defend and also important for the safety of the forest folk. He has gotten the help of animals being used as guides and scouts for everybody. There are people, both forest folk and humans, helping with this, but leading one of those posts and always in the help of his friend Carlisle is Poe, as he is set up near probably his father's shop, but he is guarding a post where making sure that no one else falls fate to these terrible goblin folk or those horrible troglodytes, knowing that one loss is enough to spark a complete change. Cloud sits and waits with Carlisle when he can, and sometimes he goes out to the forest just to see if there's a message waiting for him and then returns to Carlisle, whether in giant fucking crawfish form or a little mole rat or his human form that no one really understands where this dude came from. And Granny is baking, obviously, for the town.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the dinner happens. Poe is invited as a member of the King's Guard, but in reality it's just to share in a lovely moment. Carlisle is gifted a new scimitar from his sister. The scimitar has an etching on it that you read in Sylvan. It offers the gifts of a shillelagh, but in scimitar form, meaning that you can wield it with wisdom, and it's more for physical presence than anything, because you can intimidate a lot more with a sword that you can intimidate without. Granny is talked to from Lord Reginald's wife, who is really interested in the actual physical aspect of her perfect baking. And everyone gets to have an evening with the infant son of Lord Reginald Ambrose, who is just the show stealer. And Cloud is offered the ability to enjoy the dinner in his natural proper form, because no one here is going to shoo him away. and we pull away from that last scene, maybe in the future to see what these lovely heroes get up to. The chance of that happening is very slim, but I'm not going to write it out, as we haven't met the sheep and we don't know what the wolf clothing is yet. But that will be the end of A Sheep in Wolf's Clothing. Thanks for everyone for listening. That was it was a fun little experiment. Just to part the curtains, we gave ourselves a certain amount of time to see if we would like doing this podcast thing. And a personal note from just me, the dungeon lord of this podcast, the reason why I specifically and a lot of us are stopping is because we love the podcast. The podcast is super fun, but we loved playing D&D more. And it just meant more to us that we could just continue playing by ourselves and still have as much fun and even more fun. And we're not going to joke around and consider that the COVID had nothing to do with this. Obviously it did. We could have probably had a lot more energy. But for those who listened all the way through, I'm going to personally thank you. Please listen to our last episode next week. That episode is going to have Nick's goodbye, and Nick's going to have a couple things to say. And he can touch more on short rest as a whole ending. But specifically for this campaign, I initially planned it to only be to level 7. And just through happenstance, we get to end it a little early. Maybe we'll update you guys if we ever play this again. But like I said, that's probably unlikely because this story was built for COVID. And now that we're stopping, I don't see us playing again. But who knows? I'm not going to leave that out. Thank you so much. I was your dungeon lord, Brady, and with me was Karina, Ethan, Keegan, and Nick, and we had a load of fun playing with you. Check out our Instagram and our Facebook while they're still up. If you have any comments that you want to say about our campaign, I highly doubt it, because to be honest with all of you, none of you talk to us on it. So I say it every week, check us out, and no one has. So thank you so much for listening. Check with us next week, and we'll see you all then.